Well, good morning. I'm Rex Latchford, and it is time for another Day Page. I have some extremely bad news to report today. First of all, it's Monday. And second of all, I'm not in New York. Some of you may have noticed, if you pay close attention, that I had a couple days off. It included the weekend, so it wasn't really that long. But I am in Los Angeles today. And that means it's 3 hours earlier. Wow, this is difficult for me. It's hard enough on a good day in New York, but for a Monday morning, this is pretty brutal for me. All right, enough said. We'll continue on. Take a look at today's New York Times. Those guys get up even earlier than me, so I don't know what I'm complaining about. How technology wrecks the middle class. No, that's not Rex as in Rex Latchford. That's Rex like a car wreck. And we know how it wrecks the middle class because it creates high-paying jobs and low-paying jobs. And of course, here's a quiz, pop quiz. Which direction are things going in? And of course, the answer is down. More lower-paying jobs than higher-paying jobs. UN team said to take fire on way to inspect site in Syria. Egypt's military enlists religion to quell ranks. Secularism. Political stagecraft seen in the trial of a fallen China official. As his trial ended Monday, Bo Xilei asserted that his wife and prosecution's other star witness, a former police chief, had an affair. And making the choice to halt at the door of U.S. citizenship. Many green card holders have everything needed for citizenship except the desire. Some don't feel American, some dislike American policies, and some don't care. This is where I gotta wonder, the Times, where's their head screwed on? You know, you live in a place like New York for too long. I can say this because I'm not in New York now, and maybe they won't let me back. Some of the folks in New York, not all of them, but some of the folks are just like so pro-immigration. It's sort of like, who cares about the citizens? It's the immigrants we have to be concerned about. You know, the locals, they can just go somewhere else. Let's not get into that. At this early hour, they're still going on. It was all Martin Luther King all weekend because of the celebration of the anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech. And there's still some lingering King speech stories. So we'll skip that one. Macedonia overcomes political impasse, averts election. Indonesian clerics call for the ban of Miss World. Is that the contest or Miss World herself? And in the tech world, folks are still carrying on about the departure of Steve Ballmer. I don't know if it really means as much as some folks seem to think. And on Sunday, there were a bunch of sites down due to some failures in Amazon's Elastic Cloud 2 service. The Staten Island Ferry is exploring free Wi-Fi on board and in its terminals. That sounds kind of cool, actually. Maybe I'll go take the Staten Island Ferry when I get back. There's an editorial about the next hurricane and the next, and guess what? Hurricane season. That's the other thing. Not only is it 3 hours earlier here, but the sun is getting up later and later. Have you noticed? So that's another little bit of news. Unfortunately, the summer is coming to an end. And on that note, we'll end this Day Page. I hope you'll join us at daypage.net. And that's where you can find all the Day Pages previous to this. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net. And I'll see you tomorrow for another Day Page from a secret location.